Why didn't God like say underworld instead of hell?
I didn't catch that. Why did God like say?
Why didn't God say underworld instead of hell?
The un. Okay, so you want to know about? Oh, why did he say the underworld and not hell or Hades or? Keep talking, so I understand what you mean. Unless someone understood what he said, and just say it again for me.
Like, why did he call it hell and not something else?
Why did he call it hell and not something else? Mm-hmm. Did you know, I don't think the microphones are really made for this direction. I realize that, because it must be what I sound like to you. It's fascinating. Now I see why they have all those things there. But I heard hell, and I heard, what did God call? And did I hear underworld too?
Yeah.
And what, Pat, what else is he asking?
I think he's wondering why God didn't use the word hell instead of underworld, or underworld instead of hell. Yeah.
Good, good. Actually, there are 13. I mean, I won't probably get to this tonight, but I will do it another time. There are 13 different names in the Bible for the afterlife. And just for you to know, this one you're talking about, hell, is translated in the literal translation from the word Hades, which is grave, and Gehenna, which is from the Valley of Hinnom. But there's also Lake of Fire, and there's also and we could go on. There's Tartarus, and there's Abaddon, Tartarus. But basically, why God uses the word hell at times is, and I'll just give you a short one on that. Gehenna comes from the valley Gehenna of Hinnom. And Hinnom was the garbage dump of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was up on a hill like this. And here's the valley of Hinnom right there. And here's the walled city. And they had right here in the walled city a little gate. It was called the Dung Gate. Can you guess what they pushed out that gate? You know, dung and trash and dead animals and anything else. In fact, when they used to burn babies alive to Molech, this big, ugly idol, they would burn them down there in the Valley of Hinnom. And so, basically, Hinnom always had smoke rising from it, and it smelled bad, and there were corpses and, you know, rotting stuff and dung and everything else just sliding down the hill to that valley. And so Jesus used the word Geh and then Hinnom, and he said Gehenna is going to be a lake of fire, because this thing burned. It's like the Valley of Hinnom, because it's the garbage dump of the universe. And those who are right now in the temporary spot, which Hades is most often translated grave in the Bible, those who are there are awaiting at the great white throne being cast into hell, Gehenna, which is the lake of fire. But it also says that death is going to be cast in there, and the false prophet and the Antichrist, as well as Satan and his angels, as well as whoever's name is not found written in the book of life. But it's a little more complicated than that, but I thought I would get one done real quick. Did I answer enough for you?
Where does the underworld come in?
The underworld is, right now, God has, in the Bible, all people who die, this is earth, all people who die appear to be from the scriptures, and it isn't in the center, but they are in the grave or Hades that's on the earth. Now, we talk about the underworld like criminals and sometimes with demons, but every time in the Bible, 100% universally, and most often in the book of Ezekiel, it talks about the pit. This thing is called the pit. In the scriptures over and over again, and it's under the world. This is the earth, and somewhere down, you know, we know very little about the inside of our earth. There's a project going on that's trying to go down several miles you know, and it's in the news all the time. We have no idea, other than bouncing around, you know, listening to earthquakes bounce around in here, we have very little idea what's down in the core. And I'm not talking about Jules Verne and dinosaurs. God has some kind of a place called the pit that he says is located in the earth down. And every time the Lord pulls back the veil, the people there are conscious, they're alive, they see other people coming. It's not hell in the sense of this lake of fire, blackness of darkness place. It is a holding place that's very uncomfortable. And prior to Christ's ascension, it had two compartments. There was the pit that was the sad side, the unhappy side, and then there was this thing called Abraham's bosom. It was still in the earth. And the way we know that is, out of this place, when Saul conjured up through the witch of Endor, Samuel, it says that Samuel came up from beneath. And so, you know, this is the surface of the earth. Abraham's bosom is where the righteous were, believers. And God allowed him, he couldn't come up on his own and write a book about it. That's just an inside joke. God sent him up, Samuel, to confront Saul. But what the reason we know that it was really Samuel and that he came from here is that when the witch, see, witches can't really bring people up from down here. It's just a fake. They talk, they have demons impersonate people. But when this witch at Endor did her little, ooh, for a demon to come, Samuel came, and it scared her. It said she screamed in terror. She never had a person come out of the pit or come out of the underworld. And so out of Abraham's bosom, by the way, this is parallel with paradise. It's parallel with paradise, and it moves. Jesus moved it in Luke 23. He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. And we find it by the time we get to Revelation, paradise has migrated from here in the center of the earth, the abode of the righteous called Abraham's bosom. It is removed from down there in the underworld and taken to heaven. But up until that time, all of the righteous were down there. Abraham was down there, Samuel was down there, Noah was down there, all the righteous saints were down there, awaiting in Abraham's bosom, awaiting what it says in the last verse of Hebrews chapter 11. It says the last verse of Hebrews 11 is, they without us could not be perfected. They could not enjoy the wonders of access to God, the Old Testament saints, believers, until after the cross. And it's fascinating. So I didn't want to answer that, but it was good. Thanks for asking. I only wanted to hear it. I didn't want to answer.